I know that you want to see me fall. The love is on my side. I'm rising from flames. I'll be that bullet through your heart. Every time you say my name, these haters and their plans, I'm above that now.
This segment is brought to you by Roughneck Scarves, the official soccer scarf supplier to the Seattle Sounders and all the MLS. They specialize in custom scarves for schools, clubs, and teams of all levels. Go visit them online at www.roughneckscarves.com. Welcome to Hammer Time, everybody. I'm your host, Brandon Enyart, as always. I'm here to keep you up to date on everything Bellingham United FC. And what a week Bellingham had last week. First, they started off by heading off to New Westminster, BC midweek to play their road game against the league-leading Khalsa SC. I'm sure you guys remember that song, unless you're really, really young listeners. I'm sure you remember that song Willie Nelson used to sing, you know, On the Road Again, or a song he probably still sings. And you know, but that's not a song that you hear a lot of sports teams singing, or at least not one that they particularly like to pertain to them. But the Hammers this year played so well on the road. And in fact, they're still undefeated after this week. They beat Khalsa SC, the league leaders, and not only in the standings, but also as for goal scorers. I don't have to tell you again, you guys, I earwormed you enough last week with the fight at the top of the goal scoring list between Kellen Brown and Milad Mehrabi, who plays for Khalsa SC. We beat them 3-1. That is a huge result. Just a huge, huge, huge result. Kellen Brown got the first goal when he intercepted a pass from Collis' center back. And then Matt Sanchez got an assist on a goal by Andrew Weishar, who we also mentioned is red hot right now. And then Matt Sanchez also got the third goal in the second half. So all three guys getting on the board there. Matt Sanchez actually been playing with the reserve team a lot. And getting some time with the first team, and obviously letting his presence be known there. So congratulations to Matt Sanchez, by the way, on getting that goal for the first team. And Kellen Brown, boy, what a performance. And like I said as well, Andrew Weishar, red hot right now as well. He's really, really dangerous in that striker position. So great, great news from Khalsa. I'm sure everybody is as excited as I am that we beat them. Took the league lead there. So awesome. Top of the league. It doesn't get any better than that. So after that huge win that left them not only undefeated on the road, but also at the top of the leaderboard, they hosted Coquitlam Metro Ford, who was actually a top four team last year. They were in the Challenge Cup with Bellingham and Poco City and the Vancouver Thunderbirds. And yeah, so they hosted them on Sunday at a very, very sunny Civic Stadium. And coming into the game, Coquitlam held the unique distinction of being the only PCSL team from 2012 who the Hammers haven't beat. Of course, they wanted to change that statistic before heading up to Coquitlam later on, actually midweek this week, for their road game against Coquitlam. Although the teams played a stretched-out game for the first half hour, neither of them gave an inch in the penalty area. The score remained tied at zero, both defenses looking pretty good. Coach Calloway did put Lenny Cassina into the game at the 31st minute. You know, he has a lot of good things to say about Lenny as well. He's very, very athletic, and I think he was, you know, really hoping that he would start to put some life into the offense. And a few minutes before the halftime whistle blew, Bellingham drew first blood when Brendan Quillacy collected a deflection off a corner kick, and in return found Kellen Brown, who put away his 10th goal of the season. I talked to him a little bit after the game, and I'll play that a little bit later, because that ties his 10 goals from last season, and we're only, you know, just a little over halfway through this season, so what a year he's having. Kellen Brown now 2 goals ahead of Milad Mehrabi in the leading goal scorers list. It would stay 1-0 going into halftime. Second half started, and it was a very, very windy day out at Civic Field, and Leo Cohen was actually kicking into it on his goal kicks for the second half. He was defending the east end of the pitch, and Cam Frost from Coquitlam was defending the west side. And, you know, the hecklers in the Copperhawk Beer Garden, they're on the west side of the pitch, and they were relentless once again. I mean, you can only imagine, his last name is Frost, Cam Frost. You can only imagine, you know, there's a lot of Christmas-themed tunes going on, and they were at it once again. So congratulations to the hecklers who did not disappoint. And but yeah, so they went to the 50th minute, and the tensions were really growing really, really strong. There was a pileup in front of Leo Cohen, and I'm behind the bench watching it, behind the Bellingham United bench, and it was so crazy. I still don't know who scored the goal. I should probably look on PCSL's website, but after the game, they didn't either. It wasn't available. It was they didn't have the name of the person written down. So I'm still not sure exactly who scored. I believe it was number 12 for Coquitlam Metro Ford. Regardless, it could have been an own goal as well because it was a huge pileup, and somehow it squeaked through. And it looked like, at that point, Coquitlam had a great defense, and it kind of started to look like that 1-1 draw was going to stay that way. And, I got to say, too, not to get too off track here, but we always talk about the Poco City rivalry with Bellingham. And there were quite a few players, from what I could tell, who were originally from Poco City last year. They had Poco City jackets on, that sort of thing. And obviously, they don't list their roster on Coquitlam Metro Ford's website. So I don't know how many of them are from Poco City. It's hard to tell in this league because not everybody has it all up to date on the internet. And that's obviously how we journalists and broadcasters get through our everyday life, was with the internet. So there was a lot of tension in this game, and very, very much started to feel like that home game last year against Poco City on Father's Day, and we would end up getting that same result. It remained tied until the final minute as Hammers fans continue to cheer on the team and hope some last-minute heroics just like last season. And much to their delight, they got some. Moments before the final whistle blew, Bellingham defender Curtis Peterson delivered a beautiful cross to forward Brendan Quillacy, who managed to head the ball into the back of the net for the game winner. It was such a tight battle for over 90 minutes, and the elation of the crowd and of the players, it was awesome. It felt like last season when we beat Poco City. It was just beautiful. The Coquitlam fans, there was a few of them behind me, and I'm going to say this because obviously my views do not necessarily reflect Bellingham United's. This podcast is mine, and I love beating Coquitlam because I really hate Coquitlam. it as a sport of soccer, the people at Coquitlam are probably wonderful people. I've been up there a number of times and never had a problem. But as for the team, I hate Coquitlam. I hated Poco City. I felt like Coquitlam brought that attitude this year. And their fans, I'm part Canadian, so I can say this without feeling like I'm just jumping on Canadians here. I have Canadian family and Canadian friends who I love. But my God, for people who say that Canadians are more polite than anybody, they are wrong, because those people were loud, obnoxious, and that's great. I mean, I guess that just goes, but it goes to show, you got to support your team. But I don't know. They didn't really seem to understand the sport of soccer very much, saying that it was turning into a rugby match and it was too much physicality. And I really was so tired of listening to them. I'm going to be completely honest. I will go off of being professional for a minute by saying I was so tired of listening to them. And I was so, so glad that goal shut them the heck up. And it was awesome. It was just a great, great game. And you know what? Curtis Peterson is really something else. I also interviewed him, and I'm going to have all their interviews coming up after this recap. And Curtis is, a young kid who is really playing some great soccer right now. He plays really, really good on the back line. Fitting in with some great veterans like Chris Jepson and Justin Diener and Joel Grossman. Guys who really, really know what they've done it for a long time and know what they're doing. And Curtis is blending in so well with him. There's something really, really big to be said for that. And, to play that cross in, it means that he's also great on the attack. And I've noticed that a few times. He played some good through balls and he played some great crosses into the box. Brendan Quillacy has had a little bit of a struggle in the second half in that game. And to get that header in the end and hit it home for the win, I'm telling you what, that feeling was awesome. And I know it was even more awesome for Brendan. So, yeah, it ended up that not only did they beat a huge rival, really, in my opinion, in Coquitlam Metro Ford, but they also extended their lead in the league. And Kellen Brown extended his lead as the league's top goal scorer. Just an awesome day to be a Bellingham United FC Hammer. I can't say much. I can't say enough good about it, I should say. Just amazing. And yeah, here are the interviews. I got to talk to Coach Callaway, Curtis Peterson, Kellen Brown, Brendan Quillacy, and Leo Cohen, the goalkeeper, who had a great day as well. He actually talks a bit about what that weird goal, how he saw it from his point of view. So here are all their interviews, and I hope you enjoy it. And these post-game interviews are brought to you by Whatcom County Sheriff and Police Chiefs Association, an interagency collaborative effort by law enforcement executives to enhance public safety in Whatcom County. Yep. Here with Brendan Quillacy after scoring the game-winning goal in the game against Coquitlam Metro 4 today. Brendan, that was a beautiful goal. Talk us through it a little bit.
Thanks. We were tied going into the last bit, so we were trying to serve the ball in to get in. So we had some opportunities, and Curtis just played a great ball. And I just got my head on it, a little flick over the keeper to score.
All right, we're on a three-game winning streak now. How does it feel to be on the upside of things?
It's good. We started out a little slow, so it's kind of getting better now. So it's nice to see that it's finally coming together.
Now, going back a little ways to the last game in Khalsa, didn't get a chance to cover that, obviously, since it was a away game. How much of a relief was it to get that game against the league leaders?
That was a good one. I mean, they're a good team, and we defended really well, and we held them to only one goal. They're a great attacking team, scoring a lot of goals. So it was a great team effort to get that win on the road.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brendan.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm here with Kellen Brown now. Kellen, you've officially hit your top mark from last year, 10 goals in the season. How are you feeling about your season so far with quite a bit left, actually?
Very happy with just our whole team performance. I mean, I know we kind of struggled a little bit in the beginning to find our feet, but we're doing well now, and we have three wins in a row now, I think, and two wins in a row at home, which is good for the fans, so we're happy about that.
Well, and I got to say, too, there's got to be a little bit of excitement beating Coquitlam, right? I know that it's not Poco City, but it is. There's a few guys in Poco City on there. How does it feel beating them today?
Very good. And they were the one team last year that we didn't beat. And, I mean, they're a strong side. And, I mean, good defensively. They don't give up many goals. And that was good to put two past them, especially with Quill scoring there in the 90th minute. That was huge, kind of reminiscent of last year against Poco here.
I know. I was going to say, it did kind of remind me of that. Well, thank you so much, Kellen. Congratulations again on hitting that 10-goal mark.
Thank you, Brandon. See ya.
Here now, starting goalkeeper Leo Cohen. Leo, that goal that came in from Coquitlam looked like a bit of a mess out there. Describe that goal a bit.
It was a disaster. You know, what happened was, you know, he hit it across the goal mouth. It was far enough to bait me out, but then I had to kind of decide whether I wanted to come out and get it or get across and just get in the way. You know, I decided to come across and cut it off. And it ended up going off Grossman, me, post, in. And the guy just had no idea that it went in, and it was just... It's one of those goals you get up and you're just like, that, you know, it's just unlucky.
You had a great, great, solid game as well. So how did Coquitlam compare to, I know you just took on a really, really high-scoring team against Khalsa earlier in the week. How did a team like Coquitlam compare to that?
You know, they're definitely a good side. The only difference, you know, Khalsa going forward was much, much better going forward. They had a much better, you know, a couple guys up top. They had a guy, you know, that played in the Bundesliga, quality player. These guys were good. I would say overall... They were an average team, but they had a better defense. So that was one thing that we had to, you know, deal with, obviously scoring just one or two goals in the end. So
how's it feeling that having these two wins at home in a row?
It's fantastic, you know, just to have people come out in the sun, you know, the beer garden yelling. It's a great time, and it's always nice to pull it off on the road and then come home and pull off one at home. So
perfect. Thank you so much, Leo.
All right, take it easy, bro.
I'm here with Curtis Peterson now. Curtis, you had that beautiful cross in for Brendan Quillacy for the game winner today. Talk us through that a little bit.
Well, one of the things we talked about at halftime was getting the ball in behind more and getting it up to our forwards, not playing it through the midfield too much. So I got the ball. I knew time was running out, and I knew we had strength up in the air up there, so I just sent it up, and Quill went up for it and put it in.
Well, I was going to say, too, your name seems to be your new face to Bellingham United this year, but your name seems to be on the tip of fans' tongues. I've heard it from, you know, a lot of the people around here. What has your time with Bellingham United FC been like so far for you?
I love the team so much. They're one of the most welcoming teams I've ever been on. And to be honest, I feel honored to be a big part of our success this year. And I love working hard, putting it all on the field, because I know that's what everybody else is doing. I love the team.
Thank you so much, Curtis. Congratulations on the win today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, here with head coach Lance Callaway now. Coach, what are your overall feelings about today's game? Big win for United.
It's a great win. I mean, to pull it out in the late game where we weren't playing necessarily our best, having opportunities, but, you know, the guys kept pressuring and doing the right things, trying to get it back in behind, especially late in the match. You got to give ourselves a chance. I was very pleased to see Quill come up with that goal because, you know, he hadn't performed his best in that second half. But I did say to Justin Diener, I said, you know, good, you know, I'm going to leave him in because I know he's going to pull something out that's going to make a difference.
Nice, really nice cross too from Curtis Peterson. What have you felt about Curtis's performance lately?
Curtis is strong. He's a very talented player. He's a young player, but he's very calm and composed. I like how he's not afraid of the physical challenges, but when he has time, he plays the ball really well, and you know, he's just not spraying it around. He's playing it with a purpose.
I thank you so much, Coach.
Yep.
So there you have it. There's your post-game interviews from probably easily was the most exciting game of the season so far. And I got to say, really, really enjoying having an iPhone 5 right now. The phone I had before that, I just recently got this one, and it did not record sound like the iPhone 5 does right now. And this isn't a plug, this is just a story. They turn out really clear, besides hearing the wind every once in a while. I love how those are turning out. Great to get that perspective from the guys after the game. So I hope you guys all enjoy it as well. I think that you'd much rather hear about them than you would about me. So I hope that you guys like that segment. Moving on, though, the Hammers have another big week on tap. As I mentioned earlier, they face Coquitlam Metro Ford again, this time on the road, and it'll basically happen a few hours after this podcast airs as they face them in Coquitlam at 8 p.m. Wednesday the 12th. And, you know, I was listening to an interview that head coach Callaway did with Mark and Doug from The Zone on KPUG, and for those of you who are listening overseas or out of state, I know that a few of the guys from VV's Wammerdam and Mansfield Town, they sometimes listen to this podcast. And that's a local radio station here, and it's a sports station. And Mark and Doug host The Zone, which is an afternoon show. And they had head coach Lance Callaway on the show, and he was talking about the fact that he wasn't totally thrilled with the league organizers in having these be back-to-back games against the same team. And I wish I could have gotten a chance to talk to him. I have a deadline to get this out on Wednesdays. I wasn't quite able to make enough time with my schedule and everybody else's schedules. But I will ask him a little bit more about that later on when I get a chance to interview him this next week. But yeah, so, you know, that should be an interesting game. From my perspective, I'm obviously not a head coach. You know, I would think that we have the upper hand, that we have the confidence of knowing that we can beat this team. You know, you heard Leo Cohen mention that they're kind of an average team. And, you know, from my perspective, what I've seen from teams coming in and playing the Hammers in Civic Field is that the teams in the PCSL are very much, they're counterattack based. That seems to be where they've hit Bellingham United at home. And Bellingham United has a great defense, but they seem that they hit them on the counterattack. And, you know, what I saw from Coquitlam Metro Ford is that they really didn't have a counterattack, you know, and at least not one that seemed to be as potent as the other teams in the PCSL. And they just didn't have that final touch. You know, I've mentioned in a preview I did to the game that they don't score a lot of goals. They've only scored more than one goal once this season so far. And the reason why they're still up there in the standings, in fact, they are top four, at least they were the last time I checked, is because they don't allow a lot of goals in either. So that's they obviously have a good defense. Their goalkeeper seemed to be very, very good. But they don't have that offensive power that a lot of the other teams have, especially when you see teams like Colossus scoring three or more goals. You know, Bellingham seems to be hitting their stride offensively. Even Estrella has had some success lately, and Kamloops has had some success. So Coquitlam Metro Ford just seems to have a more defensively minded team, and I don't know how long that can last. You know, at home they're going to play better, obviously, but then again, Bellingham's played great on the road. We're undefeated on the road so far, so that game is going to be pretty interesting. I really see Bellingham going up there and playing a very similar game that they did down here in Bellingham. So that should be a, you know, very, very exciting game for us because we really want to keep that undefeated streak on the road. So looking forward to that. For those of you who want to go see it, like I said, it's in Coquitlam. Like I said, 8 p.m. kickoff at Coquitlam Town Center in Port Coquitlam, B.C. And yeah, so if you want to go check that out, go north of the border. I was actually north of the border today in Canada, and always lovely to visit our neighbors to the north. And, you know, it's even better when you can go up there and hopefully see your favorite team, your favorite soccer team, beat them. You get to visit them, say hi, and then show them that we kick ass. Yeah, so that should be fun. Really, really stoked about that. And then this Sunday we have a game against Victoria United, which they're having a rough season, to say the least. Very storied teams, them and the Victoria Highlanders in the PCSL, but they're having some trouble this season so far. Both teams don't seem to be hitting their stride. So what to expect from that match? I would hope Bellingham will blow them out. I mean, obviously you hope for that every week, but the way Victoria United is playing, it seems like the kind of game where Bellingham can really showcase their stuff at home, and they seem to be, they've shook the monkey off their back for getting that home win. Now they have two in a row, so that should be a really, really great game, and it's a Father's Day game as well. So yeah, bring your dad. The first 200 dads through the gate receive a free limited edition Bellingham United t-shirt. Gates open at 2 p.m. And yeah, I'm a little disappointed that I'm not a dad. No, actually, I didn't. No, let me rephrase that. I'm definitely not disappointed that I'm not a dad. But I'm disappointed that I don't have that excuse as to get a limited edition Bellingham United t-shirt. There's no right way of saying this. I just realized I've dug myself a hole. But let me clear that up. Definitely happy that I'm not a father right now. But there are wonderful fathers out there who seem to enjoy being... I'm going to shut up. So I want one of the t-shirts. That's what I'm trying to say. I should just said that. But yeah, they look to stay in first place as they take on the Blues of Victoria United. I'm stoked. And you know what? I don't make predictions, so I'm not. But gosh, I'll love to see them blow out Victoria. So let's hope for that. And also, V's Barbershop, they will be there. And representatives, because they're actually presenting the match. And there will be representatives there who will be giving away free swag. And who doesn't love free swag? I was just talking about how I love free swag, basically. So, and you know, what's really cool is, too, is that they've been giving away, if you've been to the games, you know they've been giving away players' cards. And I'm not much of a collector sort of guy, but they're really, really awesome. They have a fun fact on the back, and it's been cool to collect those. So good on Bellingham United FC for giving those away. It's just another reason why you need to come to these games. They always are doing great things for the fans, and we're on a winning streak now, so you definitely should be coming out to these games. Get your card. If you're a dad, get your t-shirt. And, yeah, and V's Barbershop going to be giving away free swag. So, you know, that ticket, it pays for itself once you're done there because you're happy and happiness is good. It's healthy. And you know that I tell no lies. So it's going to be a fun, fun game, fun weekend. I can't wait to cover it. I'm just so happy about the team right now. So, yeah, now I am going to bring you a new segment on the show. And this segment is brought to you by TNT Signs and Promotional Products. If you need some signs or you need some promotional products, you've heard it once before from me. You'll hear it again. That's your place to go. La Bounty Road, Ferndale, Washington. Great, great stuff. They do a great job. When you see the signs and the promotional products at the Bellingham United Games, that's TNT Signs. They do a great job. So definitely go to TNT Signs and Promotional Products when you need that. Yeah, so the new segment is actually we're going to take a look at the league standings. We're going to take a look at the other teams in the league. You know, not everybody gets a chance to hear about it because it's a smaller league. And I want everybody to stay up to date so they know how the other teams are doing and who will be, you know, get a little idea of when we face these guys later on that you know who we're up against. So here we go. So let's start off with a couple other scores from this weekend. While your Hammers took on Coquitlam Metro Ford in Civic Stadium, the Kamloops Heat traveled to the Big Island to take on Victoria United and the Victoria Highlanders. They played the Blues on Saturday, beating them 4-1, and then beat the Highlanders 5-1 the next day. So Kamloops on an offensive tear this weekend. Kyle Ferdow was actually the big, big reason, getting two goals in both games. And Justin Wallace also picking up a brace against the Highlanders. Kyle Halverson, Jacob Kay, Oriel Torres scoring the other goals all over the weekend. So Victoria United and the Highlanders still continue their struggles. Kamloops Heat, hey, rebounding from that loss to Bellingham the weekend before. So, yeah, great, great stuff there from Kamloops. And Kamloops' next game will actually be against Coquitlam Metro Ford this coming Saturday after Coquitlam Metro Ford takes on Bellingham United midweek. Also next weekend, Estrella de Chile takes on Victoria United. Vancouver Thunderbirds take on Khalsa Sporting Club, both on Saturday. And then, like I mentioned earlier, Victoria United takes on Bellingham United at Civic Stadium. And then also on Sunday, Vancouver Thunderbirds take on the Kamloops Heat, which that should be quite the game because Vancouver Thunderbirds, you know, still having a little rocky year compared to last year. We lost to the Thunderbirds, but we beat the Heat. Heat, though, on a tear right now. So it should be a very, very interesting game, and I'll bring you those scores on the next podcast. And another thing to remind everybody about, you might want to mark your calendars because it's definitely going to be worth the trip up. The Kennedy Cup goes on the 22nd and the 23rd in Chilliwack, and that's where they hosted the Challenge Cup last season. Great little venue there, so definitely mark your calendars. Make it a weekend. Go up there. Watch Bellingham United FC. Hopefully win some silverware up there. That'd be great. And now let's go to the standing. And do remember that the PCSL doesn't always update their site right away. So I believe there was a game actually on Tuesday this week, and it hasn't been updated there yet. But yeah, this is the standings after this past weekend. So after Bellingham United beat Coquitlam Metro Ford. And of course, you know that Bellingham United is at the top of the league with 19 points. Their season is at 6-2-1. Carlson Sporting Club is in second place still with a 5-2-1 record. Kamloops Heat has snuck into third with a 4-2-1 record. And Coquitlam Metro Ford rounds out the top four with a 3-2-2 record, followed by Victoria United, Vancouver Thunderbirds, the Highlanders, and then Estrella de Chile in last place. As for the top 10 goal scorers, Kellen Brown is still at the top of the leaderboard, beating out Milad Mehrabi in second place for Khalsa Sporting Club. Oriel Torres from the Kamloops Heat is third, and he's followed by John Silentic from Khalsa Sporting Club as well. Reynolds Stewart from Vancouver Thunderbirds, Jay Gill from Khalsa Sporting Club, and Milad Rahmadi from Khalsa Sporting Club. Always got to keep an eye on those standings. If you want to check them out, it's www.pcsl.org. Very fun to know what's going on, actually, I got to say, to kind of know what's going on in the league. So you might want to check that out. And you can always get all you need to know about the schedules and recaps at bellinghamunited.com. You can follow them at BHamUnitedFC on Twitter. And also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/bellinghamunited. Well, that about does it for me this week. Remember, this podcast is also sponsored by Bellingham Bay Coffee Roasters, a local family-owned micro-roaster of fine coffees, available at the Bellingham Farmers Market, Hagen's, and many other local businesses. Don't forget to check out their Morning Header Blend, the official coffee of Bellingham United FC. And if you want to find out more about Bellingham Bay Coffee Roasters, please visit www.bellinghambaycoffee.com. Well, guys, I will see you again next week. I mean, technically, I won't see you, obviously, but I'll be here again to update you on everything. And as always, tell your friends, tell your family to listen. It means the world to me. And if you want to reach me about something, you can find me by email, Brandon@bellinghamunited.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Brandon_E. I always look forward to hearing from you guys, so if you have something to say, please don't hesitate. So with that said, I hope you have a great week. And I hope to see you at Civic Stadium this Sunday. I know that you want to.